It's 8:23. Now, our next guest on the show this morning, I love this story, was all ready to take part in the Great South Run in Portsmouth 3 weeks ago, but then he got swine flu. But he's undeterred. Chris Jones from Petersfield is going to complete the 10-mile route this weekend instead. Good for him. He's running for Children with Leukemia, which is a great cause after a friend's son was diagnosed with the illness. And Chris is on the line now. I'm very impressed you're doing this, Chris. You'll be very lonely, but well done.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming on the show this morning as well. So just explain, I mean, this is clearly important that you do this and pull this off.
Very much so. It all started back in April when I was when my Wii Fit age told me I was 60. So as an effort to try and get fit, I decided to enter for the Great South Run.
How old are you, by the way? That'd be cheeky.
Certainly, it's 34.
Oh, my God. So it nearly doubled your age.
Indeed. And it was later that my friend Imogen Restel told me that her son James had leukemia, which is cancer of the blood.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was completely devastated by learning this.
I'm sure.
And I learned of the charity called Children with Leukemia, which is based at Great Ormond Street in London.
Mm.
And this is the charity that I decided to run for.
Good for you. It's a great cause, fantastic cause. And I'm sure Imogen and all the friends will be really proud of you doing this weekend. How much money is resting on this? Because presumably people had already pledged money before you didn't do the run, so to speak.
Yeah, indeed. It was about £700. And with the newspaper articles that have been run, I'm very close to the £1,000 mark now, which is actually superb news.
That's lovely. And we'll give out your website as well in a moment, so that might top you up a bit more as well. You never know.
Excellent.
When you start in this, because you never know, you might get a little crowd assembled just to see you go by.
Indeed. Well, there is quite a crowd expected, which is excellent.
Good, good.
I'm running with two of my friends, Jenna Fuller and Donna Stagg, and also with Imogen Restel, the mum of James.
So
they'll be running with me, and friends and family will be handing out water along the route.
Right. Start time?
I'm running on this Sunday morning at the Pyramid Centre at 11 o'clock, so please feel free to come down. All the info is on my fundraising page, which is at bemycharity.com/runforjames.
And
even a map on there of the route I'll be taking.
Right. Well, look, I wish you well with all this. Thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Pleasure.
So that's Be My Charity. B, is that B or just a B?
Just the B.
Letter
then
B.
My, M-Y,
charity.com/runforjames.
Charity.
Okay, love it. And look, well done, Chris. And it just goes to prove, we were talking about today, people who've done the same thing and never given up. You're the opposite. You had to give up for the flu, but now you're not giving up because you're doing the run, which I think is a lovely way of bookending that conversation this morning. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
So that's Chris Jones from Petersfield, and also good luck to Imogen, who's from Denmead, by the way, running, obviously, for her son, and also to Gemma and Donna are getting involved as well with that over the weekend.